So I'm going old school today. This is how I used to present when I first started doing this kind of thing. I was inspired not to use Open Office anymore. So what I'm talking about is IKEA Framework. And IKEA Framework is an evolution of various things I've been working on. And I want to say thank you to the organizing team. Thank you to Femke and everybody. Like, give a round of applause. Thanks to Tight Pants. Tight Pants, man. Thank you. Yes, without you. So what I'm looking at this IKEA framework, and I want to frame things a little bit in terms of a trajectory. This trajectory takes us through various things. We all began our journeys through free software, open source, and into graphics in different ways. I choose to look at it as a freeing of myself, particularly in studying art and culture. And this is me. I try to smile as much as possible. I don't know if it's like from upbringing or I think it's actually my grandpa. I think it's genetic. But I consider myself a free person. I do what I want. I make things that I believe in come real. So I'm a free person. And because of this, I can work on free software. I can make something that I think come real. The example is Inkscape. When we were building Inkscape, when we started building Inkscape, there was not a free drawing tool. It didn't exist. We made this come real because of various different people's alignments at the time. Myself being in grad school on a fellowship, so I had time to work on this. And we made something great, and it still goes on. Moving from that, I became interested in how to also have free content. Because with Inkscape, there was so much great artwork that was being made. But how do we know where this artwork is? How do we see the quality of the work? Where does it go? And that led several of us to create the Open Clip Art Library and various other things that build this content space up. And the really good side effect of this, of Open Clip Art, was actually that I got a job at Creative Commons. So that, luckily, no one asked me anymore. They're like, how do you get a job in open source, in free software? I'm like, just do what you love. You'll get something out of it. Is there some water, too? Oh, there's water there. So in looking at Creative Commons, I've been articulating this concept of the Freedom Stack. The Freedom Stack emanating out from free people. We have a stack of different hardware and content, thank you, that we can look at and see if we can actually create clearly what we as free people have in our minds. Right? If, for example, I have an idea to build a building a certain way, I want it to look exactly like that building or better than that building. But part of this framework is that unless we have free tools, we will not be able to get to that very clear idea. And not only will we not be able to get to that idea, we won't be able to get to it efficiently. There are many roadblocks in the way. So with the content side of things, right, we have Creative Commons. That allows for the solution, right? That allows for content to spread freely because individuals license it a certain way. With software, we have the GPL and other licenses that allow for us to share our source code legally. Now, whether or not these licenses have had if they're enforced or enforceable, in some ways doesn't necessarily matter as much to me these days. The main thing that I realized by Creative Commons licenses and free software and open source licenses that allows for a community to emerge. In some ways, when I look at the Creative Commons logo, I think of it as simply a social club, a social network. And I think the same way the GPL allowed for a certain kind of social network to emerge. So if you look here, we have two major problems, right? We have networks and hardware. And the amazing thing is that these are actually closer to us as individuals and are the most problematic non-free spaces in this stack. So what I'm working on mostly now is with status.net, Identica, and freeing up the network and free network services, which we'll talk about in probably 5 minutes when that 5 minute flag gets raised. We should hand out like different minute flags and just like keep raising them at different times. I told myself I was going to be the person who like makes the biggest like interruption on the 5 minute and on the 1 minute. So when that happens, you'll know. Because Tight Pants Man and I are in we came up with a plan. It's going to be a performance at the 5 minute mark. So StatusNet is really looking at this free network service problem. And there are other services, too. There's and other softwares. There's MongoDB. It's a really cool NoSQL engine that is AGPL licensed. Then there's also some other projects as well, which I'm getting to. So with StatusNet, you can have your network, your free network service. You can move your data wherever you'd like it. There's a license that allows companies or tries to keep companies from hiding their code behind a network socket. But then also on the hardware side, there's now new cool projects like copyleft hardware projects, like the Qi Hardware NanoNote. Has anybody heard of the NanoNote? You seen this? It's like $100, $99 little mini computer. And the goal is to be 100% copyleft from top to bottom, right? So we use Inkscape, we use GIMP, but we use completely proprietary hardware like Apple MacBooks. And yes, they're really sweet and everything, but they're still problematic. Down into there's software that runs on chips that is then burned into ASICs. So this software is completely closed, like nearly like 99.99999% of all code that's made on FPGAs that's burned into ASICs is not copyleft. This is a problem. So that's another problem to articulate here. Zoomable interface. So now getting back into what you guys are really interested in, which is graphics. So when we started Open Clipart Library like 4 years ago, I went to the Wayback Machine and I pulled up some nice images of this. And it's pretty horrible, actually. But the funniest part is when we created this, we actually, look how many years have gone by. And we didn't have thumbnails. Like, how do you have a website of a clip art without images for this long? It's kind of sad. And Niku here and other people are like, you know, they were drinking the haterade, as we like to say in the USA. You know, like, how can you have this site but no thumbnails? So it was a thorn in my side for a long time. And the problem came down to so when you develop software, right? Let's say Inkscape, you're working out here. Okay, there's all these people who are distributed around the world, and there's this source code, right? And people can commit to it, and now with like Git, it's a lot easier to commit to this one thing we call trunk or the master repository. Okay, with network services, you have two sources, right? You have a live running website, and you have than the software that runs on there. So to be a developer, you want to be able to hack on this code easily. But as a system admin, you want to be able to have secure access to a server so it doesn't shut down. Someone doesn't get access it shouldn't. Like you have, like with Inkscape, we were giving you write one patch and you get SVN commit access, right? You get commit access really easily. On a web server, you don't really want that. And not only that, if you have a hosting company, they probably won't really like that either. So this is the problem with Open Clipart Library. So we created, myself and a fellow named Basil Safadi from Syria, we created a cool software called Aiki Framework. And Aiki really, the philosophy is somewhat rooted in the concept of Qi, or this idea of energy that flows through all things. That's a really cheesy way to describe it. I really don't like this sitting thing, man. It's really bumming me out, actually. You guys, man, you guys have been sitting here like the whole week, and I've heard like very few laughs. I'm really not happy about this. I think we need to like stand up and do some jumping jacks or something. Like, maybe we should go on a run afterwards. What do you think? No. So Aiki then is actually a Japanese martial arts, and the concept means Ai means join, and Chi means a spirit. So let's say it's joining spirits. So we are joining the spirits of these two places of focus together. And this software is all AGPL licensed, so it's back to this free network service idea. So the source code itself, if you run this and you make a plugin, then you need to contribute it back into the commons. So the idea is that it will scale up quicker in terms of growth and use. Aiki framework is quite interesting because it builds upon some of the concepts that we've learned by using WordPress, Drupal, and other engines, right? Okay, there's very simple things when you design a web page. There's like a header, right? There's a sidebar. There's a logo. There's a content section. There's a footer. So the idea is to really look at building websites in terms of widgets. And not only that, it's doing what many say you should not do with PHP, which is running database calls and allowing people to edit the code on the site directly and giving out levels of authentication on the site to different users. So you can think of something like Open Clip Art Library, where there are artists who are contributing artwork. You can also think of another class of users called librarians. The librarians are helping tend the clip art, tagging it, doing other things. You want to be able to give different levels of access to be able to create and to tag, and or even more hardcore users can write direct SQL calls and build widgets and other types of software right in the interface. The other thing, there's very quick access to AJAX through jQuery, so you can do really slick, quick interfaces. And by creating these widgets, you create a system of using URLs and cascading widgets to build websites rapidly. So a way to look at Aiki framework is you have a URL slash a widget. The site gets all the widgets from the Aiki widgets that contain the URL. You process, there's an Aiki markup that's very simple, markup language inside of the widgets, and then the page is rendered. It's very quick. And because of this, we now have the new Open Clip Art. Finally! After 6 years, we have thumbnails. So you can see here already the site is growing quite quickly. Now, in the world of Web 2.0, right, my friends at YouTube, he was telling me that right now at YouTube, every second there's 24 hours of video that's uploaded. It's quite amazing, right? So with Open Clip Art, one of the amazing things is even though there's over 30,000 clip arts, they're all quite high quality. And my personal belief is that's because the tools that are being used and the people using it are focused on this type of quality. And the community as well is really focused on building something really interesting. Here's another factoid. Flickr has 0.004% of all users actually upload images. Can you imagine that? So this kind of concept of a read-only culture, read-write culture, most of the people are simply reading. It's actually kind of similar to a database. Most database calls are reading, right? They're not writes. So it's very interesting to look at this. The Open Clip Art community is an uploading community. So let's check this out. You can see that since the site is launched. This is when we launch, right about here, and it's gone off the charts in terms of uploads. Also, here's, because this is a community project, I can easily show you the stats. The site is linked on Wikipedia now. It's used in major news publications. You see clip arts on the streets. You see them in bookstores randomly. Because all the clip art's public domain, it spreads freely. You don't have to attribute the author like you would with a Creative Commons attribution license. So the idea is the barriers as low as possible for this artwork to spread, and it has. So most of this traffic is due to the Wikimedia project linking to clip arts, which is really great. Also, you can see these are the stats now on we're clearly hitting like the target on the website of the different links inside of the page. So open clip art's still growing, and there's still people who there's still lots of work to get done, and there's still lots of roadmap items to hack on. There's a whole new class of people that have come onto the project because of this, and I encourage you all to check out the site and see what's happening. Here's the project itself. So if you have your own website or for your own project, you need to build something rapidly, or you're looking at building a web application, you can do this really quickly. I've been thinking about doing a photo site. We've talked about doing Open Font Library with Aiki eventually, but and the other thing I want to say is you guys should check out Open Font Library's new site. It's so cool right now. I know we've been looking at it all week. It's running on CC Host, but the great part is with Aiki, it's very quick to port over old software to this new web interface. Let me keep moving here. So if you want to contribute as well, everything's in Launchpad. Other sites that are running Aiki right now, this is Discover Syria. Has anybody gone to Syria here? You have? No, not yet. Anybody want to go to Syria with me soon? Yeah? All right. We can get on like a train. No airplane yet. Also, the Open Color site is built with Aiki framework. And here's a new one that I've just seen that's pretty interesting, which is readthebible.de. It's a German Bible. And, of course, there's a new project, Shareism, that myself and Christopher Adams are working on that's running on this. Shareism is another kind of concept like Qi hardware, building on the idea that the more you share or the more you give, the more you get back. But also in the development space, there's been others. This is a developer, Ronaldo Barbachano, who has developed Aiki Press. And the idea behind this is to hijack WordPress. And so here you can see really quickly, you have a WordPress database, the crufty old WordPress code that slowly renders HTML pages. With Aiki Press, Aiki Press is actually a plugin to the Aiki framework. And simply, it just does direct SQL calls to the database and then renders the pages. So you get like a massive speed up, like 10 times or something like this. So you could actually use the WordPress backend to edit, but you get the speed up of using Aiki framework to render the page. And ideally, you would eventually just shift completely to using the Aiki framework. What is that? We've been hearing that the whole week. Is that a cell phone? Who put their phone on that? Can you go smash that? No. I feel like I have to like perch it up with my shoulder or something. So the final thing I wanted to go into a little bit is I'm going to talk a little bit about, kind of rant a little bit about building community and business. And the interesting thing I found about, finally, I'm freed from the microphone. Let's give a round of applause to the microphone. So building community and business. Okay, so in my trajectory and when working in this community, I've been concerned about projects and how to actually grow and sustain them. And I think what's interesting about what we've done in our projects is that we've built really interesting code, really interesting communities, but they haven't grown as quickly as a large company or even a medium-sized company that can help build the applications. With StatusNet now, working on status.net projects, it's quite interesting. We're moving at such a fast pace in the development of the code because there is investment, there's capital. We can take a more military-style approach to this. So in my own projects now, I formed a company called Fabricators. The idea is to have a free community alongside of a company. And when you have this model, you have both the benefits of the free software project and also the company to build the thing. So with Aiki Framework, what we're doing is a similar thing. So there's aikiframework.org, and then soon there's going to be aikilab.com. And aikilab.com will support the efforts of the community. So that's what I want to do. I think from the work that Ton did, the great work that Ton's done, obviously, you know, from the film and everything, you can see how great of a project that they've built. Various projects have learned from it, and I've learned from that. And so I wanted to say and end with this and just say thank you to everybody here for all the great work that everyone's done. And also I wanted to say, like, this has been, like, the most amazing LibreGraphics meeting. I think because we've been focusing on the software and we've also been focusing on content. There's been a lot of good content discussions and also having a theoretical base, like a metaphor man. Metaphor man was really helpful, and even tight pants man was really helpful in moving the discussion forward. So, thank you. Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
But he never made it to the 5-minute paper, so.
Just hold it up. Just hold it up.
Yeah?
The performance is that if someone asks a question.
Questions for John.
Hey, I think the Aiki framework is a very neat project. I like the idea of storing the controllers in the database. Though I think still, like, a problem to solve is how that relates to versioning, but, you know, maybe we'll solve. But I was thinking, like, what's your thought on, I think there's quite a bit of a dilemma, like, you use a license which is more, like, copy left than, like, the liberal, like, MIT-like licenses. I think there's really a lot of development going on by professional web developers now on, you know, on the Django frameworks and all these frameworks that are, like, very liberally licensed. And I think they can actually work on that with the money of their company because these are so liberally licensed. But at the same time, of course, that causes also, you say it causes a lot of code to stay behind the scenes, and I guess it does, but at the same time, it does encourage a lot of collaboration from the world of professional web developers. So what's your thought on that? Maybe how would that impact the Aiki framework?
In the next session, we're gonna really get into this a bunch more. But there are way more web programmers out there. There's way more people who know HTML, CSS, JavaScript than know C, right? There's a lot more people. So this is what's really allowed for this web explosion in application development, that and browsers and standards. This has allowed for this massive growth. I mean, also what's also helped this is investment and startup investment. This is really powered this whole Web 2.0 evolution, but we can't forget. I've been kind of bummed out. I've been going to a lot of conferences this year to talk about StatusNet, and I realized that going to some of these conferences, there's this kind of similar discussions all the time, And this is another reason why I think this conference is awesome, because we had new discussions and there was like a focus on what we're going to do and, you know, this excitement. A lot of the Linux conferences are about like newbies, like, oh, we need to install a wiki, we need to install this, we need to all do this. And what I considered is stability. So what that says to me is there's a stability. Linux is a stability layer, right? I mean, the web is the underlying the web is free software, right? It's done. That's solved, right? On top of it now are closed web apps, mostly, like 99.99999. The tools that are being used are, you know, free software as well, and the languages, PHP. These are all free software, but the web applications themselves are not. So AGPL license really helps this. It helps that, okay, like Google, for example, right? Okay, Google is using, what are they using for Gmail? You know, why can't we take the Gmail software and get it and go and run it on our own web server? We don't have that software. The license, they're using GPL software. AGPL license really allows for, okay, you made a change to this. You need to give it back. It's on a network service. It's a small provision in the license.
But why would commercial developers who earn their work making these closed applications want to work work on a framework that's licensed like that?
It's like back to the same question of like why you'd want to use free software. I think there's a few reasons why. One is if you have a really great piece of software, like StatusNet, and you want to build a business, the license is not important at all. It's about how good the software is. The license, the AGPL license, is really a commitment to the community and to the software developers to know that if they contribute some patch or some plugin, that the code will still be available. And that they're, in many ways, they're also getting into a larger ecosystem because of this. But I don't think that you are going to get a lot of web developers to use a software just because of the license. And I also don't think that you're going to get a lot of people to use software purely because of the license either.
No, it's just that I've seen on, like, if you look at websites of web applications, like I saw, for example, on the Cake PHP site, like they make really a huge point of the fact that they use a very permissive license, because that gives developers the confidence that they can use it for commercial projects and sell the technology to their large corporate clients.
Well, so the strategy with StatusNet, with iKey, and with free network services and free network service companies is to be as completely open as possible. Okay, how do you compete against Twitter, right? You can't. The only way you could compete is to be completely open from top to bottom. So it brings the commitment to the religious sect, to our friends, to the people who are really passionate about the software, and it to build this kind of social network I talk about. There's another thing too, which is, with a free network service like iKey, you have the problem of both trying to get developers, but also to have a business. On the business side, AGPL and free network service doesn't mean anything. Open source means something. That's buzzwordy. That's for like CIOs and the C-level class. So trying to convert developers using an AGPL license is still early on. I mean, Google still doesn't support AGPL license inside of code hosting because they think of it as insignificant. But as there's now like 22,000 StatusNet sites online and iKey sites are growing, there's like 20 or something. But when you start to have something that's really scaled up, like WordPress, okay, WordPress has millions of WordPress installs. That is an amazing company, actually. They have 60 people that work there. They have a mega business. The people who work there are really smart. So if you have something like StatusNet, like iKey, the idea is that you will scale up like this, and it's good software. And at that point, when there's enough people using it, then they'll start figuring out, okay, free network service means I can make more money as a developer, and then you get more developers in.
Thank you very much, John.